Hi, and welcome to Author Uncut. I'm your host and author, Patrice Williams Marks. Today's podcast lists 10 films that are scary as hell, considering we're almost in lockdown from the coronavirus. These films will have you washing your hands while singing happy birthday twice to make sure you've washed them long enough, using hand sanitizer, stocking up on toilet paper, and even using social distancing from your mom. But in all seriousness, these films and the masterful writers who wrote the scripts and novels about pandemics had foresight that we could never have imagined. I'll list 10 films, in my opinion, that are some of the best. But first, if you enjoy my podcast, I'd be grateful if you spread the word by leaving a rating and a review. Now here's the first film, Carriers.
All right, when is everybody?
My daughter and I, we ran out of gas.
I'm sorry we can't help you. Now move your car. Do not get any closer.
Guys!
She's got it. They'll die out there.
Everyone dies.
The rules are simple. Number one, avoid populated areas at all costs.
Where are you taking us?
I'm taking us to safety.
It's an old motel.
Place has been abandoned for years.
Number two, you come into contact with other people, assume they have it.
Stay where you are!
Number three, the virus can survive on surfaces for up to 24 hours. Never touch anything that's not disinfected.
You're gonna be okay!
And the last rule.
What happened?
Nothing.
Take what you need.
Get up.
And never look back.
Why did you not do this? Please leave me here.
You break the rules, you die.
Now listen, I haven't even seen the movie, but the trailer is enough to send me running with the blankets over my head. I will be watching that film, and that's why I listed it. Now, these films that I'm going to be mentioning, I'm not putting them from 1 to 10. They're in random order. Also, I'm going to be mentioning the names of the novelists or the screenwriters as well, because they're very important. After all, this podcast is called Author Uncut, and because of that, I may be butchering a few of these writers' names, so beforehand, I'd like to apologize. Now, Carriers was released in 2009, and the writers were Alex Pastor and David Pastor. Now, here is a synopsis for the story. Determined to escape a lethal virus, 14 set out in search of an uncontaminated refuge, only to discover that they are far more dangerous to each other than the virus they are trying to survive. Now, that sounds scary, so you guys should check it out. I think you can look at it on YouTube, but I'm not certain. I'm just giving you guys the list, and I'm hoping you'll be able to find them on your own. But at the end of this podcast, I am going to give you guys a list of where to download all of these wonderful scripts and screenplays, and they'll all be free, so stay tuned. Now, the next film is one that you've been hearing about a lot. It's the Matt Damon film, Contagion, and it was released in 2011.
It's a groundbreaking ceremony for a new factory.
Did she mention seeing anyone who was sick? Anyone on a plane, the airport?
No, she said she was jet lagged.
The average person touches their face 3 to 5 times every waking minute. In between, we're touching doorknobs, water fountains, and each other.
Matt!
Mom?
No, no,
Go up to your room, honey.
So we have a virus with no treatment protocol and no vaccine at this time.
You had a seizure this morning, Beth.
She had a history of seizures.
No.
Allergies.
As of last night, there were 32 cases.
Unfortunately, she did die.
Right. So can I go talk to her?
Mr. Armoff, your wife is dead.
What are you talking about?
Okay.
What happened to her? What happened to her?
Is there any way someone could weaponize the bird flu? Is that what we're looking at?
Someone doesn't have to weaponize the bird flu. The birds are doing that.
Watch this. It's transmission, so we just need to know which direction.
On day one, there were two people, and then four, and then 16. In 3 months, it's a billion. That's where we're headed.
They're calling out the National Guard. They're moving the president underground.
People will panic.
Get away!
It will tip over.
The truth is being kept from the world.
Cook your samples, destroy everything.
If that isn't right on the nose, I don't know what is. Again, the film is Contagion. It was released in 2011, and it was written by Scott Z. Burns. And I actually went to the Writers Guild Theater to see a special screening and then a Q&A with the writer after the film. And he had mentioned that a lot of people wash their hands, but they forget to wash the back of their hands. And that's where a lot of the germs stay. So consider that. Now, here is the synopsis for the film. It follows the rapid progress of a lethal airborne virus that kills within days. As a fast-moving epidemic grows, the worldwide medical community races to find a cure and control the panic that spreads faster than the virus itself. Yeah, that's pretty scary. Okay. Now, the next film is actually not one about a pandemic, but it could be. And it's so scary that I watched it again for the second time on Netflix, and I was just as scared. I was still on the edge of my seat and stressed out. And that movie is Bird Box. It was released in 2018, and it was written by Eric Heiser, or Heisner. He wrote the screenplay, and also Josh Malerman, who wrote the novel.
Please don't take my children!
How have you been feeling? Have you been sleeping any better?
Rough. Then again, I never slept well before. This
condition.
Condition? It's called pregnancy. It's okay to say it out loud.
Can you just please drive?
Did you see something?
Come inside! What's going on?
People describe seeing an entity that takes on the form of your worst fears.
Oh my God!
What are you looking at? What did you see? What is wrong with you? Please stop it!
Can't stay here.
Every contact we have had with the outside has brought us death.
Your kids,
they deserve hope.
Every single decision I have made has been for them.
Now, doesn't that sound scary? Again, that movie's called Bird Box. It was released in 2018, and it stars Sandra Bullock. She's one of my favorite people ever. Now, here is a description of the film. When a mysterious force decimates the world's population, only one thing is certain. If you see it, you take your life. And in order for her to survive, they'll have to undertake the most perilous 2-day journey blindfolded. Oh, that movie is so good. check it out. Now, the next film is 28 Days Later. It was released in 2002, and it was written by Alex Garland. Yes, it's a zombie movie, but it is also about a virus that takes over the world. It's excellent. Here it is. Here's a preview.
Who are you?
Wake up today in hospital. Wake up and I'm hallucinating.
I've got some bad news.
They're infected.
Infected?
What?
Infected with what?
Oh, I shouldn't have done that.
It's the blood. There's something in the blood.
Someone. You never go anywhere alone unless you've got no choice.
Hello?
That was 28 Days Later. Now here's a synopsis of the film. An infirmary patient awakens from a coma to an empty room in a vacant hospital in a deserted city. Goodness, that sounds like the trifecta. A powerful virus which locks victims into a permanent state of murderous rage has transformed the world around him into a seemingly desolate wasteland. Now, this film was actually one of the very first zombie films I ever saw that made me appreciate the genre. It's shocking, it's scary, it's well written, it'll have you on the edge of your seat, and it actually broke a lot of new ground, and a lot of people point to that film as one of the most powerful films in that genre, so definitely check it out. The next one is Outbreak, and it was released in 1995. Now, the writers are Lawrence DeWart and Robert Roy Poole. Here you go.
In a remote African jungle, a small monkey is captured. Bound for a pet store in America, the animal carries a deadly virus.
I know that some of us have doubts about what we're about to do. We'd be less than human if we didn't. But the fate of the nation, perhaps the world, is in our hands. We cannot, we dare not refuse this burden. I'm confident that each of you will do his duty. God forgive us.
Your town is being quarantined.
We got 19 dead. You got 100 more infected. It's spreading like a brush fire.
What are you talking about?
If one of them's got it, then 10 of them have got it now. And if one of them gets out of Cedar Creek, we have a very interesting problem.
If that bug gets out of there, 260 million Americans will be dead or dying.
I'm leaving with the team in an hour.
From the heart of a small California town.
Damn it, Sam. I want to save these people, same as you.
To the inner circle of power in Washington.
The most optimistic projection for the spread of the virus is this. 24 hours... 36 hours, 48 hours.
The greatest medical crisis of all time.
We can't stop it.
Begins.
Here's the synopsis for Outbreak. Extreme measures are necessary to contain an epidemic of a deadly airborne virus. But how extreme exactly? I remember seeing this film way back in 1995. And I actually felt sorry for the monkey. I mean, I think I felt more sorry for the monkey than I did for the people. Isn't that horrible? But anyways, it is an excellent film. Check it out. The next one is one you'll remember. It wasn't that long ago. It's called World War Z. And it starred Brad Pitt. It was released in 2013. And this had a whole slew of screenwriters. The first ones are Matthew Michael Carnahan, who wrote the screenplay, Drew Goddard, who also wrote the screenplay, and Damon Lindelof, who also helped with the screenplay. Matthew Michael Carnahan has screen story credits, and J. Michael Straniski has screen story credits as well as Max Brooks, who wrote the novel. Here it is.
Does it live in a jungle?
No. Oh.
Is it really fast?
No.
Does it live on the Great Plains of Africa?
No.
Hey!
What is going on?
Hold on, guys.
Daddy, be careful on the road. Jerry?
Get back in your car right now!
Remain with your vehicle!
What is this?
It's the scene worldwide. Is anyone doing better than we are? We don't know.
I'm scared.
How do we know they're coming?
They're coming. Ready?
Just thinking about this film gives me the shivers. But here's the log line for it. A UN employee is racing against time and fate as he travels the world trying to stop the outbreak of a deadly zombie pandemic. Ooh, that movie was so good. It's one of those zombie movies that you'll want to see over and over again. I'll never forget the visual of all those zombies climbing on top of each other to scale the wall in Israel. Ooh, that is just, I mean, it just makes your skin crawl. Anyways, the film is really good. Check it out. The next film is also a Brad Pitt film. I guess he has something for viruses, huh? This one is called 12 Monkeys, and the writers are Chris Marker. It was actually based on his previous work, and also David Webb Peebles and Janet Peebles, who have screenplay credit. Here you go.
You're a very good observer, Cole.
We have a very advanced program, something very different.
An opportunity to reduce your sentence considerably.
And possibly play an important role in returning the human race to the surface of the Earth.
No license, no prints, no warrants.
But he took on five cops like he was dusted to the eyeballs.
What year is this?
What year do you think it is?
1996.
That's the future, James. Do you think you're living in the future?
I am simply trying to gather information to help the people in the present trace the path of the virus.
We're not in the present now.
This is a place for crazy people.
I'm not saying you're not mentally ill. For all I know, you're crazy as a loon.
The army of the 12 monkeys, they're the ones that spread the virus.
Monkeys?
He's been living in a meticulously constructed fantasy world, and that world is starting to disintegrate.
You haven't become addicted to that dying world?
No, sir.
He needs help.
I think I'm crazy when people start dying next month. I don't belong here.
You're here because of the system.
I know some things that you don't know.
Yes, my son.
You sent me to the wrong year.
You're certain of that?
Science ain't an exact science.
You had a bullet from World War I in your leg, James. How did it get there?
I don't know.
You're a trained psychiatrist. You know the difference between what's real and what's not.
You said that I had delusions. You said you could explain.
I'm trying to.
I want the future to be unknown.
I can help you. Get you out.
We're all monkeys.
The thing mutates! We live underground!
They're watching you.
I just want to do my part to get us back on top in charge of the planet.
We go again, blaming monkeys for an epidemic. I guess that's a trend these days, or it was in 1995 and in the early 2000s. 12 Monkeys is actually about a futuristic world devastated by disease and a convict played by Bruce Willis. I love him. He's sent back in time to gather information about the man-made virus that wiped out most of human population on the planet. 12 Monkeys was one of those strange films where you had to watch it a few times to actually get it, because you can miss a lot if you just watch it once. And some of it isn't as easily understandable. It's very cerebral and interesting and kind of out there. Definitely worth checking out if you haven't watched it before, or if you watched it in 1995 when it first came out. Rent it again, stream it again, do what you have to watch it. The next one is a Will Smith film, and it's called I Am Legend. And I actually like this film. I know there are some people who panned the film, but I thought it was really good. It was released in 2007, and the screenplay was written by Mark Provencius, I think that's how you pronounce his name, and Avinka Goldman. He's also one of the people who wrote the screenplay. The novel was written by Richard Matheson, and John William Corrigan wrote the 1971 screenplay along with Joyce Hopper Corrigan. So those are the credits for the writers, and here's the film.
I'm not infected, please.
Nothing happened the way it was supposed to happen. 6 billion people on Earth when the infection hit. I am a survivor living in New York City. I will be at the South Street Seaport every day at midday when the sun is highest in the sky. Can I just sleep? Eat your vegetables. Don't just push them around. Eat them. I'm not playing.
War!
Morning, Hank. I'm midway through the G's.
Didn't do this. We did.
This is a really good film. It reminded me of The Omega Man with Charlton Heston, but I love Will Smith. He was so good in this film, and he had to act for the most part by himself this entire film. He did have a sidekick, this amazing German Shepherd, which has a very soft spot in my heart. Here's the synopsis for the film. Years after a plague kills most of humanity and transforms the rest into monsters, the sole survivor in New York City struggles valiantly to find a cure. And again, as I mentioned before, it stars Will Smith and his German Shepherd. Very good film. Check it out. The next film is from 2008, and it's called Quarantine. Woo! This film, okay, I'm not going to try to tell you too much about the film because it would be a spoiler alert, and I don't want to do that. I really want you to see it. Now, this film was written by John Eric Dowell and Drew Dowell, and it's based on previous work by Jaume Bellagro and Luiso Verdugo. Now, I know I didn't pronounce that right, but you can see the correct spelling of their names in the show notes, so please check it out. And here you go.
In March 2008, the U.S. government issued an emergency order sealing off an apartment complex in Los Angeles, California. 48 hours later, a hazmat team was sent to investigate the quarantined building. Authorities have denied any knowledge of the incident. The residents were never heard from again. There were no explanations. There was no evidence. Until now.
Apartment's about to begin the rescue process. Police say that she lives alone. She's not very sober. You know.
We're here to help you.
Yeah?
Oh, God! Oh, my God! We have to get out of here! We have to get out of here! Lock it, lock it, lock it!
Just thinking about that movie sends shivers up and down my spine, or as J-Lo says, gives me the goosies, but not in a good way. This movie was so freaking scary because it felt so real. It started out like a documentary. Don't you hate it when films that are fake start out as documentaries? Because it messes with your mind. It makes you think, oh, this was true. This was true, when you know, in fact, that it wasn't. It's pure fiction, but it's just amazing work by the screenwriters and the filmmakers. Now, here's a synopsis of the film. A television reporter and her cameraman are trapped inside a building, quarantined by the CDC after the outbreak of a mysterious virus which turns humans into bloodthirsty killers. Whew! I think I'm going to watch that movie again this weekend. I've already seen it maybe 4 or 5 times. I'm going to see it again. Now, I think I did mention that it was released in 2008, but it is so apropos for today. Check it out. Okay, now the 10th and final film, yahoo, is one that's actually not an American film. It's a South Korean film. It's called simply Flu, F-L-U. It was released in 2013. The screenplay was written by Young Jong Lee and Sung Soo Kim, and the story was by Jahoo Jung. Now, this is a very interesting film. I'm going to play a clip from this as well, but all the dialogue is in South Korean, so you won't understand it, but just listen to the music and the feel of it, and you'll get the point. Here it is.
집을 떠나고 있습니다.
시민들의 불안 심리를 잠재우기는 쉽지 않아 보입니다. 모든 병원에서 유사환자가 접수됐답니다.
흥방같이 채찍입니다. 사망한 주병의 증상과 완전 일치합니다.
사망자 수는 기하급수적으로 늘어날 것으로 예상됩니다.
당장 폐쇄해야 합니다.
Launch operation Clean City now.
And we'll be segregated at the camp.
Sounds like utter chaos and panic and despair. Ooh, it sounds like a really good film. And if you listen closely, they had a few English words and lines spattered out throughout the trailer. Now, the film does come with subtitles, but I haven't been able to find the actual film online. If you guys find it somewhere on like YouTube TV or somewhere, or maybe I missed it on Netflix, if you find it, let me know. I'd really love to see it. It looks so good, and it's basically what we're facing right now, but just it's been kicked up a few notches. Let's hope we never reach that point. Now, here's the story. It's about a struggle for survival of a hopeless city that has been quarantined and essentially left for dead after the outbreak of a deadly virus. Ooh, okay. Now that's one I really want to see. So, Flu and the first one, Carriers, those are the only two films I haven't seen, but I've read enough about them to know that they're worth putting on my top 10 list. So, did I miss any that you guys were thinking about? Let me know by contacting me. Either go to my authoruncut.com website and leave me a note, or go to my show notes and click on the homepage for Author Uncut. That'll take you to my anchor.fm page. And there's a button there that says message. And you can push that button and you can leave me a voicemail. And I would just love to hear from you guys, a voicemail message, and I may use it in a future episode. So contact me that way. I really appreciate you guys following along and subscribing to Author Uncut and letting your family and friends know about it. We can be found on all platforms, not just iTunes and Google Play, but everywhere you listen to your podcast. So be sure to spread the word and follow along. Now, if you guys want scripts from these films, I've got them for you. Just simply go to my WordPress page at patricewilliamsmarks.com and look for the post on this podcast. Or you can go to my homepage at anchor.fm and look for the post link there and follow that. Subscribe to the newsletter and you'll immediately get the top 10 screenplays from these films. Read them and you'll be so fascinated to compare them to the films. You really can't go wrong doing that. It'll help you as a writer, it'll help you as a moviegoer to see just how much goes into a film and compare the two. See how it's changed from the page to the screen. It's all a learning experience, and it all is awesome. So thank you again, everybody, for listening. And until then, and until next time, write on.